It seems like almost yesterday that American, British, and Canadian military forces invaded Adolf Hitler's Fortress Europa, initiating the campaign that brought an end to World War II in Europe. Allied commanders agreed upon a June 1944 invasion across the English Channel, the largest amphibious operation in military history, requiring 7,000 ships and transports to move 135,000 troops from England to the Normandy beaches. Many of the necessary landing craft were constructed at the Darby Shipyard in Kansas City. Some of these were moved down the Missouri River, down the Mississippi, and across the Atlantic to English harbors in late 1943. The last group were scheduled to move in January of 1944. But as often happens in Missouri, a combination of river ice and little rain resulted in low water on the Missouri River. By late December and early January, a large number of landing craft remained in the Darby shipyard. The success of Operation Overlord depended upon these transports. Worried Allied leaders ordered the release of water from dams on the upper Missouri. This failed. An alternate plan was developed to place the LCTs on huge wheels and move them overland, but the bridges were too small. This became a wartime crisis. But on January 16 and 17, 1944, a weather front moved across the Rocky Mountains, bringing rain, warmer weather. This broke up the ice jams, and the Missouri River rose dramatically. The Kansas City Star announced, "The river is up for war." By January 23, the delayed LCTs began to pass under the Eads Bridge in St. Louis on their way to England and Allied victory. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.